Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. We got week 10 coming right up. I'm your host Ben Dixon alongside Doug Slatuka. As we will always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Doug, we had a little technical difficulties getting this done. It'll be a quickie, but we're ready to go here in the Mac Lab today.
Yeah, we just want to get you guys this show and tell you everything about fantasy. So let's start off with the free agency pickups. This is as of Wednesday night before. So this is ESPN PPR leagues. So Ben, start it off.
We got Alex Smith, quarterback for the Redskins. He's my guy this week. He's available in 50.1% of leagues at Tampa Bay. He was the fourth best fantasy QB last year. And we know he's having a worse season this year, less weapons, but Tampa Bay should be a pretty good matchup for him.
Yeah, my guy, Nick Mullins, quarterback of the 49ers, exploded last week. He's available in 93.4% of leagues. He put up 22.2 and threw for three touchdowns for 262 yards in his season debut, his NFL debut. Great matchup this week against the Giants at home. In primetime, so Nick Mullins should be a good add.
All right, we're going to move on to the running backs. Mike Davis, running back for the Seahawks. He's available at 70.5% of leagues. He could be the lead back, though, if Chris Carson does not play again. He had 17.7 last week, so Mike Davis definitely should be rostered in your league.
Yeah, my guy's going to be Duke Johnson Jr., running back on the Browns. Everyone thought Nick Chubb was the guy, but Johnson was able to explode last week, still has the ability to catch passes out of the backfield and be a productive player. He's available in 37.9% of leagues. He had 29.6 last week and could emerge as a fantasy play for the Browns as they play Atlanta, who has struggled this week.
All right, we're going to move on to the wide receivers. We're going to go with a name you can't really forget here, Dez Bryant, wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints. Yes, the New Orleans Saints, they just signed him. He's available in 81% of leagues. That Saints offense is dynamic, and you can't forget when Dez Bryant's at his best, he can be an elite wide receiver in the NFL, and he's still only 30 years old. Maybe he won't produce right away, but definitely roster him in your league.
Yeah, you should. I don't believe he's going to play this week, but stash him on your bench could be a great play later on. My guy this week, Adam Humphries, wide receiver on the Buccaneers. He's available in 85.6% of leagues. The last 2 weeks, he's put up 14.6 and 28.9. He had 8 catches for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. Fitzpatrick loves him, so if you need a guy at that wide receiver position, Adam Humphries is a good play.
All right, we're going to move on to our final skill position group. We're going to go with the tight ends. Jeff Heuerman for the Broncos. He's available in 91.4% of leagues. He had 24.3 last week. The guy I played in one of my leagues happened to start him against me. What a genius move.
Me too.
I lost. He's got a bye this week, but you should definitely stash him on your bench.
My tight end for this week is Benjamin Watson on the Saints. This guy has a great connection with Drew Brees, and he's available in 51.3% of leagues. He had 15.2 last week, 3 catches, 62 yards, and a touchdown. Him coming back to New Orleans, he's picked up his play, and he's figured it out, and he's a weapon in that dynamic offense.
All right, we're going to move on to the games this week. Keep in mind, bye weeks, we got the Denver Broncos, Minnesota Vikings, Baltimore Ravens, and Houston Texans all not playing
there.
This week, definitely.
A lot of talent.
And we're going to move to our first game tonight. Doug, you're 5-2-1. Steelers hosting the Carolina Panthers at 6-2. In this game, I'm starting Vance McDonald, tight end for the Steelers. The Panthers give up the most tight end points in the league. And although Jesse James could take some of his targets, McDonald has a high ceiling and a pretty reasonable floor.
Yeah, McDonald's the guy there. Jesse James is a good short pass catcher, but Vance McDonald's the guy. My sit, Le'Veon Bell, running back of the Steelers. Although there were reports that he left Miami and is in Pittsburgh, which is true, it is unlikely that he will report for tonight's game, especially after his tweet yesterday. If you didn't see it, look on his Twitter. Even if Bell somehow comes back, he hasn't played football in the NFL in months, and Connor has been an absolute beast. So stash Bell still. I mean, you've been stashing him for weeks now, but this is not the week to put him in your lineup.
Yeah, you wonder if he ever returns. There's reports really speculating that he might not. So we'll move on to the next game, AFC North. The Bengals, 5-3, hosting maybe the best team in the NFL, the NFC, the 7-1 Saints. Doug, who are you starting in this one?
On my start, of course you're going to start all of your Saints offensive weapons, but we're going to look a little bit deeper to Tyler Boyd, wide receiver on the Bengals. With A.J. Green out a few weeks, Boyd should take over as the wide receiver one. He has emerged as a pass-catching machine, and with Green out, his target should increase, and he should be considered as at least a wide receiver two on your team. So expect that production that he's put up in the recent weeks to continue, especially against Saints D, which gives up a lot of points.
All right, in this game, I'm going to sit Tre'Quan Smith, wide receiver for the Saints. Doug mentions he loves the offensive weapons. I love him, too. And Smith, he's really a guy a lot of people have talked about in their waiver wires. But the addition of Dez, we did this research last night, though. This morning, there was news that Cam Meredith would be moved to the IR. So I'm really not against Smith that much this week. But if I was to sit anyone in this game, there's a lot of viable weapons in this game. I would go with Smith this game.
Yeah, so now we're going to move on to a AFC East matchup. The 2-7 Bills travel to the 3-6 Jets. Ben, who's your start?
I'm starting the Jets D in this game. I like this unit a lot this week, and they've been really solid. They've ranked as the fifth best fantasy defense so far. The Bills really can't pass, whether it's Nathan
They're
Peterman
awful.
Or Derek Anderson. It's a good matchup at home for the Jets, and believe it or not, not that this is really fantasy relevant, but NFL relevant, the Jets defense is produced the most 3-and-outs in the league.
Really? It's an interesting fact. Good stuff. My sit this week, Kelvin Benjamin, wide receiver on the Bills. Benjamin has been a complete disappointment during his tenure in the NFL, and his fantasy production has been minimal at best, only averaging 6.2 points per game. And with Nathan Peterman putting up monster points for the opposing defenses at quarterback, don't expect those numbers to get any better. Kelvin Benjamin, if you have him, just drop him. The Bills are abysmal on offense.
Wow, Doug, you really went in on Benjamin there. We're going to move to an NFC North matchup, the 5-3 Bears hosting the 3-5 Lions. Doug, who are you starting?
My start, this could be shocking to some people who have heard our other fantasy football breakdowns where we're talking about Tariq Cohen, but Jordan Howard running back on the Bears. Howard has come back to life the last few weeks, averaging 14.2 in his last three games and providing a nice compliment to the scat back Tariq Cohen, as I spoke about before. If you've grown frustrated with Howard due to his slow start, now is the time to turn that frown upside down and put him in your lineup. I love him this week, and his production should increase.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Doug. I just traded for Jordan Howard, so I'm really liking him. Sit in this game, I'm sitting Matthew Stafford, QB for the Lions. He's obviously a good guy to have in your roster, but at Chicago, it's not an easy task. He had a rough week last week, only 6.6 at Minnesota. His production should increase a little bit this week, but not to a QB1 level.
Yeah, their offensive line is so just so bad. It's really embarrassing that they even put that roster on the field. But we're going to move on to the next game. Falcons 4-4 travel to the 2-6-1 Browns. Ben, who's your start?
I'm starting Tevin Coleman in this game, running back for the Falcons. I benched him last week. It hurt me. But how can you not start this guy? He put up 32.6 in a tough matchup at Washington last week with 3 touchdown receptions. Yes, receptions,
wow.
Not rushes. He's a definite PPR play, as I expect him to have a pretty good game against the Browns this week.
Yeah, my sit going on what Ben just said, my sit's going to be Ito Smith, running back on the Falcons. Coleman is definitely the guy for the Falcons right now, especially with Devontae Freeman on the IR. And although Smith has been a nice compliment, I don't believe his production will be there this week. He's averaged 8.1 points per game this year, but with Coleman taking over, Ito should stay on your bench.
Yeah, hard to disagree with that one. We're going to move to the next game, the 4-4 Titans hosting the AFC East leading 7-2 Patriots. Doug, who are you starting this one?
I start Deion Lewis, running back on the Patriots. On the Titans, was on the Patriots last year. Lewis has clearly become the lead running back in Tennessee, as his production speaks for himself. In the last two games, he's averaged 21.85 fantasy points and is a must start. It was probably a steal for you on the waiver wire. He was for me. His success should continue against a mediocre Pats defense, and he's definitely a solid play this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with this compliment here. I'm going to sit Derrick Henry, running back for the Titans. He's way too touchdown dependent at this point, and Deion Lewis is really taking over that backfield, like you said.
Yeah, so move on to an interesting game here. The struggling Jaguars, the 3-5 coming off their bye, travel to Indianapolis to play the 3-5 Colts. Who's your start?
Leonard Fournette, running back for the Jags. Yes, believe it or not, he's back. The Colts defense, really not great. We saw last year what he can do when healthy, so Fournette's a guy you really got to plug in if he's playing. Doug, who are you sitting in this one?
My sit's going to be the Jaguars' defense. The Jags went from possibly being the AFC championship, the champion prediction, and now they're 3-5 in third place behind the Texans and Titans. Their defense was projected to be the best in the league, but they've only averaged 5.9 points this season. And going up against a Colts offense that has found something lately, I would sit the Jags' defense this week.
All right, next game, the 8-1 Chiefs. A lot of people think they're the best team in the AFC. They're hosting the 2-6 Cardinals. Who are you starting in this one, Doug?
Obviously, you're going to start all Kansas City offensive weapons. But if you look at it from the on the Cardinals, we'll go to Larry Fitzgerald, wide receiver on the Cardinals. Many people either gave up on him, dropped him, didn't believe in him. But I believe that he's back. He only averaged 1.2 before points before last week and has been stashed on people's benches. But Fitz broke out last week. He put 26.2 points up, and against the Chiefs D should be a good start.
All right, we're going to start going rapid fire here. Not a lot of time left in this game. I'm going to sit non-David Johnson or Fitzgerald Cardinals players. Look, Chiefs defense, not great by any stretch of imagination. They're 22nd. Cardinals offense is really bad. Production won't come outside of those two guys.
Yeah, next game, Redskins 5-3 travel to Tampa Bay to play the Buccaneers, who are 3-5. Ben, who's your start?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, QB for the Bucs. Fitzmagic is back. After putting up 21.6 from relief of Winston and 24 last week, it is safe to say he's in QB1 territory again.
Yeah, my sit this week, Chris Godwin, wide receiver on Tampa Bay. He had an electric start where he averaged 24.4 points through week 7, but with Adam Humphries emerging as the guy, last week he was unbelievable. He's only put up 7.2 points in 6 in week 8 and 9, so stay away from Godwin and find some other weapons.
All right, Chargers, Raiders. Doug, who are you starting this one?
I'm starting all the Chargers offense. They've been explosive. They're an explosive group out in L.A., and considering that the Raiders are the worst team in the NFL, I love the Chargers' weapons this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you here on this one. My sit, all Raiders, please, for the sake of your health. Seriously, though, I would sit Jordy Nelson in this game. He's still owned in nearly two-thirds of leagues, and he hasn't produced a double-digit game since week 5, so I'm sitting Nelson.
Yeah, next game, Dolphins 5-4 travel to the 3-4-1 Packers. Ben, your start.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, wide receiver of the Packers. I love this guy. He's a rookie at a UCF. USF. He broke out last Sunday against New England, then at home against Miami. Aaron Rodgers will definitely look to get him cooking.
Yeah, my sit, Geronimo Allison. We're going on the Green Bay wide receiver trend here. Obviously, he's on the he just got moved to the IR, and we spoke about Scantley's production recently. So with Allison on the IR, stay away from him. Probably he's definitely a drop candidate. So look to replenish your roster with other guys.
All right, we're going to move to the Seahawks, 4-4, traveling to take on the 8-1 Rams. Just had their first loss of the season. Doug, who's starting this one?
Obviously, you have your normal starts. I've spoken about this a lot. You got Wilson, Cooks, Goff, Kupp, Gurley, etc. But let's talk about another guy, Gerald Everett. This is very interesting. Has not put up a lot of fantasy production. His points have not been there, but I liked what I saw last week. He seemed to be a third down weapon for them, and he could potentially get in the end zone as a tight end play for the Rams' explosive offense.
All right, I'm sitting Tyler Lockett in this game. He's owned in 72% of leagues, so he's probably rostered in your league, maybe on your team, but he only had 5.2 last week and would really need a touchdown to have a productive game against that pesky Rams defense.
So Sunday Night Football, Cowboys 3-5 travel to Philadelphia 4-4. The Eagles are, Ben, your start.
Starting Golden Tate, wide receiver for the Eagles. Yes, the Eagles. You may be hesitant to play him after the trade, but with a bye week under his belt to get familiar with the system, Tate should still get a load of targets in Philly's system, close to the line of scrimmage, making his must-start status continue in PPR leagues.
Yeah, my sit, Corey Clement, running back on the Eagles. He was projected to be the guy behind Jay Ajayi, but it just hasn't been there. Wendell Smallwood has taken a lot of the points away, and Adams as well. And with Darren Sproles returning this week, I don't think Corey Clement is the guy.
All right, last game of the week, we're going to go Giants, Niners, two bad teams. Doug, who's starting?
My start's Nick Mullins. He had a good week last week. We spoke about it before, 22.2 points, and against a struggling 49ers defense is not great. Against the Giants defense, not great. I'd start Nick Mullins this week.
Yeah, and I'm sitting both defenses in this one. May have assumed that one, but it's hard to assume the normal offensive weapons won't put up great numbers in this one. So that'll do it this week. You may or may not have just heard the bell. That means it's time for us to leave. Thank you for joining us alongside Doug Satuca and Michael Garafa. I'm Ben Dixon. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.